Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the World News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu leaves on a three-nation visit to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan to hold talks with President of Zanzibar, Dr. Hussein Ali Mwinyi in New Delhi today. U.S. military launches new airstrikes in retaliation to Iranian strikes that killed two American troops in Jordan. India to take on England in series decider third ODI at Lord's in London this afternoon. And in FIFA World Cup, Argentina to take on Spain in final tonight. England beat France to secure third place. President Draupadi Murmu has embarked on a three-nation state visit to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania, a report.
On the first leg of her visit, the president will reach Moldova tomorrow, where she will meet and hold delegation-level talks with her Moldovan counterpart, Maia Sandu. President Murmu will also meet the president of the Parliament of Moldova, Igor Grosu, and will interact with members of the Moldova-India Parliamentary Friendship Group. Further, the president will address a business forum and interact with the members of the Indian community. This is the first ever visit by an Indian president to Moldova. After concluding her visit to Moldova, the president in the second leg of her visit will reach North Macedonia on Tuesday. This will also be the first ever visit by an Indian president to North Macedonia. During the visit, the president will hold bilateral talks with her counterpart Gordana Slihianovska Davkova and also meet the Prime Minister Hristiyan Mikoski and the president of the assembly. The president is also scheduled to address the Assembly of North Macedonia. Further, the president will address India-North Macedonia Business Forum. On the final leg of her visit, President Murmu will reach Romania on Thursday. During her two-day visit to Romania, the president will meet Romanian President Nicos Ordan, Interim Prime Minister Ili Bolian, President of the Senate Mircea Abrudian, and President of the Chamber of Deputies Sorin Grindeanu. She is also scheduled to meet the members of the Romania-India Parliamentary Friendship Group. Later, the president will address India-Romania Business Forum and have interactions with the members of the Indian community. The External Affairs Ministry said that the state visit to three countries by President Murmu reflects India's commitment of strengthening its bilateral ties with these countries along with engagement with the wider Eastern European region. With Sakhalin's report, this is Saira Mujtaba, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will hold talks with President of Zanzibar and Chairman of the Revolutionary Council, Dr. Hussein Ali Mwinyi, in New Delhi today. Dr. Mwinyi is on a four-day official visit to India. Zanzibar is a semi-autonomous region of Tanzania. It has its own constitution, president, House of Representatives, and a flag. During the meeting, both leaders will review the entire spectrum of India-Tanzania relations and explore new avenues for future cooperation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will also call on the visiting dignitary today. The MEA said that as partners in the Global South, India and Tanzania share long-standing close ties of friendship and cooperation across a wide range of sectors. It added that the visit is expected to provide fresh impetus to further strengthening bilateral relations for mutual benefit. Panama's Foreign Minister Javier Eduardo Martinez Acha Vasquez arrived in New Delhi this morning on a five-day visit to India. He will be meeting External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Union, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal tomorrow. The visiting dignitary will also meet Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal on Wednesday in New Delhi. The Ministry of External Affairs said India and Panama share a close partnership anchored in shared values, mutual interests and goodwill. The Indian Embassy in Azerbaijan has inaugurated a permanent exhibition on UNESCO World Heritage Sites of India at its premises in Baku. The exhibition celebrates India's rich cultural and natural heritage while further strengthening people-to-people and cultural ties between India and Azerbaijan. The exhibition was jointly inaugurated by Ambassador of India to Azerbaijan, Abhay Kumar, and Anna Swave, Head of Country Program of UN Habitat Azerbaijan. Together they unveiled a vibrant display of 17 exhibition panels featuring a selection of India's most iconic cultural and natural landmarks recognized by UNESCO for their outstanding universal value. The inauguration held yesterday drew ambassadors and diplomats from several countries, members of the Azerbaijani parliament, representatives of the business community, leading media organizations, social media influencers, and members of the Indian diaspora. This is Akashvani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The United States military has launched new airstrikes against Iran to punish the Iranian Revolutionary Guard for an attack in Jordan that killed two American service members, left one missing, and four requiring hospitalization. U.S. Central Command said the strikes were designed to further degrade Iran's ability to restrict the traffic of oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz. The waterway accounted for roughly 20% of global oil supplies before the war. The new strikes came after the U.S. military announced its first troop deaths from direct Iranian fire since the opening days of the war, following a drone and missile attack on a base in Jordan on Friday. The U.S. Department of State has issued a worldwide travel caution for American citizens, citing heightened tensions in West Asia. It has warned of a complex security environment with the potential for unforeseen escalation amid the heightened military operation from both the U.S. and Iranian sides in the region. In a statement, the State Department has warned that flight cancellations and periodic airspace closures could disrupt travel as regional tensions continue to affect aviation operations. Ukrainian drones struck two sprawling warehouses, one of them just east of Moscow, as part of attacks overnight yesterday that killed 9 people and wounded more than 80. Kyiv's forces have pressed their relentless aerial campaign against energy infrastructure and military targets inside Russia, aiming to undermine Moscow's war effort and make Russians feel the consequences of the Kremlin's all-out invasion of Ukraine that is well into its fifth year. In Venezuela, the death toll from the last month's twin earthquakes has risen to over 5,000. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has announced emergency financial support of $346 million to assist recovery and reconstruction efforts. Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, said that the funds will support families affected by the disaster, including assistance related to housing, infrastructure, and basic services. IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva also confirmed the release of emergency funds, expressing solidarity with those affected by the earthquakes. In FIFA World Cup, the stage is all set as Argentina and Spain face each other in the finals at New York New Jersey Stadium tonight. The match will begin at 12:30 a.m. as per Indian Standard Time. Earlier, England secured bronze medal after defeating France 6-4 in a thrilling third-place match at Miami Stadium last night. A report.
Bukayo Saka became the second England player to score a hat-trick in a World Cup knockout match after Sir Geoff Hurst in the 1966 final. It was the highest scoring World Cup game since Hungary beat El Salvador 10-1 in 1982, and the 10 goals were the most in a third place match. On the other hand, Mbappe surpassed Messi's career World Cup scoring record and took the lead in the Golden Boot race with a pair of second half goals. Mbappe reached 22 career goals, one more than Messi. The star striker finished this World Cup with 10 goals, 2 ahead of Messi in the race for the Golden Boot, which is awarded to the tournament's top scorer. Vishal Kumar for World News.
In cricket, the series deciding third ODI between India and England will be played today at Lord's in London. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian time. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. President Draupadi Murmu leaves on a three-nation visit to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan to hold talks with President of Zanzibar, Dr. Hussein Ali Mwinyi in New Delhi today. U.S. military launches new airstrikes in retaliation to Iranian strikes that killed two American troops in Jordan. India to take on England in series decided third ODI at Lord's in London this afternoon. And in FIFA World Cup, Argentina to take on Spain in the final tonight, while England beat France to secure third place. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.